This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Look at this guy. What the hell happened to his eye? He looks insane.
Omen.
I will tell my son this. You better make sure she comes.
Ghost.
It's like going back to Compton's with a Tomb Raider.
Austin Dash.
Eat you alive. Have you not seen Mermaid?
Andrea.
He called her over to use her body to masturbate himself.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and the embalmeffect.com. The embalm effect starts now.
What is going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. We are here live in studio in the ROC. Baby, Andrea and I are here. And yes, we are coming at you live, of course, on a Saturday. That's what we do.
Yep.
And So we were sorry about that little delayed thing there, because I know I put out there that we canceled it because a lot of things have been happening and everyone's got things going on. So and then Andrea was at the door and was like, hey, the door's locked. And I go, oh. I go, oh, well, we can still do this.
I didn't get the memo.
No, it's okay. I literally, before you texted it, posted it.
Yeah, of course.
So, I wasn't sure.
Because I'm rating it as you're fucking like, nope.
No, it's all good. I was down to do this anyways. I had things planned here. So, yeah, you know what to do. 855-MBOMB-19 is our number. 855-622-5619. Give us a ringy ding ding. We would love to hear from your voices and all that. Hit the reacts so that way we can. There it goes. That way we can get a little bit of a better reach than we usually do. And of course, go to our subscribe, our YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share, hit the bell, all that fun stuff. You know, because that's what we would strive to have here on the show.
Definitely. Yeah,
of course.
Hell yeah.
Last week we talked about Taylor Shah Business. We talked about that court case. Apparently, that got a decent reach on YouTube. That was crazy.
Yeah.
So, if you are watching now and you're a very new listener, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And, we hope you stay for the long run. I always tell people, listen to just more than one episode because we always have different things going on. And, some episodes are like we're all just shits and giggles. Others are dark, like last week where we talked about Taylor Shah Business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we talk about a lot of things on this show, so hang around, hang tight, and join us as we go live and talk to you. So I did something today. I flew today. See? There it is.
They flew today.
Yes.
Dang it. I had an opportunity. Ghost wasn't here to fucking hog it in 4.2 seconds, and I missed out.
No, you missed out. You missed out.
Shit.
Ghost actually moved, so him and his girl moved, so yes. Congratulations on the new apartment, you two, and we'll see you probably next time when we do the show live. Austin's at a birthday, I guess.
Partying it up. Party animal.
Well, this guy always, he's always getting drunk all the time at these parties, you know, so
he's
probably gonna be blitzed and fall asleep in a car or a hammock with a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And,
on a couch or...
on a couch, upside down. And Omen, I guess he was doing some drinking last night, so he's feeling a little under the... He's feeling as good as I did Easter Sunday this year.
We aren't drinking responsibly, I see.
I'm drinking right now. I'm responsible.
He did his own power hour, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, he might have been power 12 hour.
Probably was.
Just a whole night bender.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to let loose.
Yeah, I couldn't party hard yesterday because I was... the car driver for Fallout Boy and Bring Me the Horizon.
Ooh, how was that?
Turns out I didn't know as many Fallout Boy songs as I thought I did. They played forever. I was like, I don't know. I knew three or four of their songs.
Yeah.
Bring Me the Horizon was amazing. He sounds exactly like live as he does. No, exactly. It was great.
That's awesome.
Good times. There was a little pit going on.
Little pit?
In the lawn. The lawn people were like, fuck you. We're going to have fun just like the seat people are, and we're going to have a little pit. And I didn't get to see it up close, but somebody that I'm friends with on Facebook got a little clip of it. And it was pretty rowdy.
That was Darien Lake, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay, Darien Lake.
Darien Lake lawn pit.
The old Darien Lake-aroo, you know? Oh, man. I remember one time my wife and I, we went to a concert there, and I think that was the last time I went there, and we just waited at the end of it. Like, yeah, we were at the parking lot, and you know how it is. You wait hours.
So I always try to talk whoever I'm going with into going, like, into the premier parking or paying even a little bit more and doing the quick exit parking.
Yeah.
If everybody is carpooling together and you all put in the money, it's actually kind of worth it. Because, for example, I mean, Fall Out Boy wasn't sold out, but it was close to sold out. And I also went to Post Malone a few weeks ago, which was completely sold out. Post Malone, I was in the free parking area. We didn't leave until 1 a.m., we sat there for 2 hours barbecuing because there was no point in even trying to move. And I didn't get home until 3 in the morning.
Shit.
Last night, I had paid for the premier parking. I was out of Darien Lake within a half hour.
Oh, nice.
I'm just saying, like, you still had to fight traffic a little bit. And we were kitty corner. Like, we were just kitty corner to the easy exit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the only way that you can get the free parking good is you just have to time it right. You know what I mean? Like, there were people not parking in, like, right near the exit by that point.
Yeah.
But you can't guarantee that that's the area you're going to be directed to, because normally, like, when we went there for Post Malone, we were directed to the opposite back corner.
Yeah.
We were, like, in East Jesus.
Man, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Might as well fucking camp.
Might as well.
And when I was premier parking, literally I parked and I looked up and there was a porta potty.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, girl's best friend in this kind of situation.
Yeah.
And you were right by the entrance.
Yeah, you don't want to be squatting in between cars like we saw that one time. Oh, jeez, that was nuts.
Yeah.
Not
but
fun.
I always bring extra paper, toilet paper, because it doesn't matter. If you do end up having to do that, at least have something to wipe your ass.
You might need it, yes.
Well, because they always use it during the... before you go in.
Oh, yeah.
People who are partying and tailgating in the parking lot or whatever and pre-gaming.
Oh, yeah.
They use up all the toilet paper before you even come back out. So if you're waiting for 2 hours afterwards.
Forget about it.
You better either grab some from the bathrooms before you leave or already have that or napkins or tissues or. I was using. We had a roll of paper towels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Whatever.
Might as well just do it. Yeah. We have some comments here. Annalise says, yo, 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 the gang gang. She says, just Andrea today?
Yeah, just me.
Yeah, we got, you know, sometimes it's good to have one-on-one conversations, you know? Wow, Justin on here, Mr. Baby, Sweet Baby Ray Jr. on here saying, I flew today. Look at that.
Shit.
He flew today on the listener side.
They flew today.
This guy knows how to party.
He got it.
He got it. Brian says, me just sending hearts with the beat. Good evening, everyone. Ooh. Hello, Brian. Annalise says, let's go. Carly says, hey. What's going on, Carly? Annalise says, I don't know if you heard about the riot in Union Square in New York City. It was madness. No, I did not hear about that. Did you hear about this?
No.
Madness.
I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people who avoids the news because I already am anxious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And why make my day sadder? Because I just know there's bad things. I figure if it's bad enough that it's about to impact me, 800 of my friends are going to post about it on Facebook, and I'll find out.
Oh, yeah. My soul dies a little bit inside each time I go to look up stuff for the show content.
Yeah, see,
and I'm just
that's
like,
why.
Oh.
See, I just wait till you guys tell me what's going on.
You get your news from us.
I know. I'm sure that some people are probably like, you ignorant bitch. And I'm, yeah, you're right. That is correct.
Annalise says, congratulations to Ghost. Yes, they, well, you know, moving takes a lot of effort. I mean, I don't blame him for not wanting to come on today. I was tired when we moved into the house.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. A lot of moving, a lot of grooving. It's not always the funnest.
No.
You know?
No.
But at the end of the day, when you're finally moved in, you're like, finally.
Yeah, it feels good.
It feels very good. Annalise says, Dom says, hey, what's going on? How are you?
What up, Dom?
Brian says, barbecue sounds so good, right, meow. I put the meow in there. He says right now. But I put meow in there. So it's better that way. Annalise says, it was some Twitch streamer. giveaways that caused people to destroy things. It wasn't even permitted. Oh, that's cute.
That's what
we needed. You know, why not?
So a little, like a little bit of Black Friday kind of thing going on, like mass hysteria. Everybody just runs.
Yeah. God. Yeah, everybody's just like, oh my God, dude, I got to cause all kinds of catastrophes and chaos. Oh, that's so good.
This is what we're, so they were probably directed to go and do something, kind of like a flash mob.
I'm guessing, like some weird.
Only with violence.
With violence.
How rude.
That's the answer, Andrea, these days is violence. Violence. Everything's violence.
I don't know. I mean. I often picture violence in my head.
Yep.
I don't always act on it.
No, you don't always act on it. No. Brian says, meow is better. You're right. Well, I guess. Sometimes. Depending. Yeah. Speaking of madness, though, there's something going on. I got an email recently from somebody about a former Rock Hard alumnus, a guest we had on, and it's the spooky metal man that we had on that this person's talking about. Says, this is from Anonymous, says, and the subject is Dan Sprague. The message is, hey, you guys, I know you had the spooky man on your podcast. I wanted to bring to your attention the amount of concerning posts he is on his Facebook. Have you seen any of this, and have you reached out to him? We are worried about him and want to know what you guys can do to help him. well, it is a little concerning seeing what some of the stuff on there. As for helping him, I don't. How would we be able to help him?
Yeah, no, I'm not a professional.
No, I can't even help myself sometimes.
I was just about to say that. Like,
see?
Are you guys really listening to this podcast? I feel like this person doesn't listen to our podcast enough to know that we are not professionals.
No, not at all.
I mean, I wish I had some kind of connect. You know, like. For therapy or, you know, like something for him. But I can't even get that for my own family.
Yeah. I've seen the posts and all that. And I think I showed you guys. I mean, there's a lot of things on there about drugs and virgin sales. He was at the Batavia Police Department doing a live on Facebook, taking a leak on the building, I think, if I remember seeing that correctly. Oh. I don't know what's going on with Dan. I wish him the best.
Yeah.
I hope everything's okay. I'll be honest with you. I got a message a day or two after we did that show with him. And his wife was actually behind the message saying all this stuff about how he left and took his guitar and his amp and all that. And I was just like, I didn't know how to respond, you know?
Yeah.
How do you respond to all that all at once, you know? What I can say is I wish you all the best. I really do. I want him to get help if he needs it. And honestly, you know, it goes back to, you know, Jordan from Perspectives, J-Zero. He says this a lot. If you want help, you have to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand that sentiment. I believe that wholeheartedly. And whatever's going on with Dan, the spooky metal man, and everything, you know, in his family and all that, I hope everything turns out okay.
Oh, yeah.
And, I saw this email, like, you know, I went through even more, and there's, like, people on there bashing him and just name-calling him and calling him a loser and all that stuff. It's like, dude, that's not helping nothing.
No, it doesn't.
If you're on there bashing this guy, chances are you're not helping the situation, saying, you know, you're a loser and you're a drunk and all this other. Dude. Just let this guy, just let him do what he's doing, okay? And if he needs help, you know, hopefully he can, if he does feel like he needs help, hopefully he reaches out and gets help, you know? I like Dan. I have nothing against him. He was on with us, and he seemed like he was very respectable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was very appreciative of being on with the show. And I just, you know, it is sad seeing some of the stuff, you know, that he's going through, and hopefully, you know, just he finds help. So that's what I got to say about that.
I agree.
Brian says, I'm with Andrea, though, on that. As bad as this sounds, I don't pay attention to the news. If it's big enough to impact me, then people will post about it on Facebook, LOL. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Social media, that's why we talk about the ugly side of society in social media, because there's a lot of fucked up things on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of dark humor to go along with it, because that's our coping mechanism.
Oh, definitely.
Because, you know, it goes hand in hand. Did you see this thing about Nicki Minaj? Or no, I'm sorry, Cardi B. It's Cardi B. Yeah, she was performing, and somebody threw a water at her or something?
Like a bottle drink. Of them? Or like just like flung the fluids from the bottle?
From the cup. I got a video of this here.
That's not good.
So here's the, yeah, she throws the drink at Cardi B, and Cardi B goes, yeah, and she throws her microphone and hits the wrong person.
Hey, I got a story about that.
Oh my God, she hits the wrong person. Isn't that kind of weird though? She throws a microphone and she's still singing.
Okay, so that's point number one, Milli Vanilli. unless that's not like an actual time, like the, I don't know.
So there's another angle that the person
but
who got
I feel
hit.
Like a lot of people kind of have that in the background if they're going to be dancing and moving around because they get breathy. You know what I mean? Like,
I can understand that.
Yeah. She's probably still singing with
I'm
it.
I'm the one who gets smoked by the microphone.
So here's another angle here from the person that got hit with the microphone. It's the lady in front of her with the drink, and then she hits the microphone. She's still singing. Hope that doesn't get copyright. Hey.
Yeah, sees.
But yeah, that she gets hit with the microphone, and she's still singing.
So when I went to see Metallica and Soundgarden at Lollapalooza, Soundgarden was on. And some D-bag near me threw a bottle of water at the bass player of Soundgarden. And that shithead whipped it back so hard. I was lucky I had the reflexes to move, but it would have hit me in the middle of the face. Holy and it shit. Wasn't me that did it. And he threw it fucking hard.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he was a dick.
Jesus Christ.
He was a douchebag. Like, I get it. Somebody threw something at you, but you didn't even know where it fucking came from. Like,
yeah, that was a case of this.
Like, sweet, thanks. Like, my nose would have been broke. I just happened to, like, I don't know, like, I watched it hit him, and so I was paying attention. You know what I mean? Like, if I had been looking at Chris Cornell, dinged me right in the face, and I would have been, like, fucking out. It was a full bottle.
Jesus.
But I'm sure it probably didn't feel great hitting him, but I think it, like, hit him in, the shin. You know what I mean? But still, I'm like, how do you just throw it back blindly?
Yeah. You can't. You shouldn't do that. Know? Yeah.
Like, the dickhead did it. You got to hope karma crushes them.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the crowd. And quite frankly, they don't have anything else to throw at you. So,
right.
Can't do it twice. And you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I don't know. How about not injure other people? But I guess if I'm pissed off, I might not think before I act either.
Yeah.
So I can't exactly say that if I was her, I wouldn't have just not thrown that mic because I might have.
Right. And that's the one thing. Like, I think we would all probably agree that I think we would all probably react the same way to an extent.
Yeah.
Is it right, though? No. No. You have a crowd of people there that have nothing to do with what happened, and you might hit that person, and she hit the wrong person.
That's,
you know?
Right. Either you have to have great aim and know for real who it was, or you can't retaliate.
Right.
Because, I mean, being the bigger person.
That's what they say. So here we go again. Cardi B getting that drink thrown on her. And Brian says, that's nuts. And so Cardi, of course, just to retaliate, she hits the wrong person. Yeah, what are you going to do? Sometimes you hit the wrong person. Sometimes it's like winning the lottery, you know? Mm-hmm. Throw that microphone, you might hit the right person, you might hit the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal. Justin says, I wonder if that girl will sue.
Right, that's the other thing.
Yeah, I, you know, she might, you know. Look, I'm not saying that the person who threw the drink is in the right in any way, shape, or form. I don't need people saying, oh, M-bombs, you know, she had every right to throw the microphone. No, she didn't.
No.
It's like hitting someone with a pillow and then they rebuttal with a hammer to your face. You know what I'm saying? You got something that's not going to hurt you.
And they don't even hit you. They decide to hit the wrong person. A stranger standing next to you. They're all like, well, fuck you, but I'm going to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, you go to a show, why do you got to bother the person on stage? Like, why are you throwing a drink at them?
I have been punched in the face. Scaring. Punched in
That's
the
ridiculous.
Face. And you can't punch them back.
No.
You got to just, I mean, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying I've seen people get punched in the face by a knee jerk reaction. I'm not even talking about those. I'm talking about drunk people who decide to go through a haunt and think it's funny to swing at actors. That kind of, I've been punching, and even in those, you have to, like, take the bullet and I don't know, narc on him to security and go on with your date. That's what she should have been like, this bitch right here.
Right.
Pull her out of the crowd. Get her the fuck out of here. I don't want to look at her anymore.
Kick her ass out. You know
what I mean? Like, kick her ass out. Like, see the one holding the cup? Get her the fuck out of here. Yeah. She doesn't deserve to watch me perform. Like, you want to be petty like that.
Yeah. And you're still taking home lots of money that night.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Now you're taking a chance of losing that money because somebody's suing you for hitting them in the head with a microphone.
Yeah. Like I said, I could have had a broken nose by Mr. Whatever. I kind of wish he had hit me in the face.
Yeah. I know. You think back.
I own them.
Justin says, also heard she was asking people to throw water on her going around on the internet. I didn't see that, but if that's the case, then you kind of asked for it, no pun intended. Yeah,
then now you're just being a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, if you're asking people to throw water on you because you're maybe sweating your ass off, you're hot performing and all that stuff. Okay.
But I kind of find that hard to believe because, I mean, I'm not going to tell people. So I, as a person who owns wigs.
Yeah.
You don't want to get them wet.
No.
And that looked like a very pretty wig. And I highly doubt she wanted anybody to throw that much water at her. I highly doubt it.
You think she bought that with the money that she stole from guys who she date raped and stole their money from? You think she bought that wig with
that? I think she's past that money.
That money's long gone.
I think that money was invested in some stock.
Yeah.
And now she's on other money.
Oh, yeah. This is other money. This is me performing and throwing microphone money. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of her anyway. I'm a Nikki. I'm more of a Nikki person. So
that's
I'm
why
not.
I get them very close. I was reading about, I think it was Reddit. They were saying, that she's trying to rip off Nicki Minaj with her look, her style.
I felt when she first came out that she was trying to sound similar.
Yeah. I could see that.
I just immediately went biased. Just like, I don't know. I just do that. If anybody around the corn era came out after that, like fucking Disturbed with their dude, whatever that noise he makes, I was like, you stole that. Like, I mean, it's a different version, but Jonathan was doing it first. But then if you think about it, like there are plenty of things that have been reworked or personalized in other ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really all doesn't matter, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I originally was like, I already like Nikki. I'm good.
Yeah. We already have somebody like this.
Correct.
Like, there I can understand go. some inspiration, but make it your own type thing.
Yeah.
You know, but you're just literally like copy and pasting.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's just not original at all. Justin says, savage, laugh face, laugh face. Brian says, personally, I wouldn't want to get water thrown at me, LOL. I'll just take a sip of water.
Correct.
Got to get thirsty and sip the water.
You don't want us, so you're trying to tell me that you don't want us throwing water at you on the 26th or whatever? Because, I mean, we'll show up with a bucket. We'll just, like, dump it over your head while you're up there. You and Chad. You can just hold on to each other.
Speaking of which, they're from the band Perspectives. I got the shirt on right
now.
Check them out. Perspectives NY.
Yeah, that was a message directly to Brian.
Yes, Brian. And also, Brian, this is a message towards you, too. Do not drink 4 16-ounce bottles of water in 20 minutes, or you might die, because that actually happened, Andrea. And I think we talked a little bit about it before we got underway on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This lady here, she was 37 years old. She was dehydrated on a boat, and they were coming back from, I guess, a boating trip. And they were, you know how it is. It's hot out. You're partying. You're drinking all kinds of alcoholic beverages. And she got dehydrated. So what did she do? She pounded down 4 16-ounce bottles of water. Not good.
Mm-mm.
This is water intoxication at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think maybe there's more to it than what we believe. I don't know. Well, maybe.
Yeah. I was doing that math. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Google implied that a person has to drink 3 to 4 liters of water in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And they found cases of this in soldiers who were developing symptoms after consuming at least 2 quarts, which is what she consumed, but in the period of an hour.
Yeah.
But she consumed that in 20 minutes.
Right. That's a lot of water.
So.
Should we do that challenge on the show? Bottles of 16
like,
ounces.
I feel like, why wouldn't your stomach have, you know what I mean? Like, why didn't your body Were you ignoring signs?
Right.
Or were you chugging these, like, shotguns? You probably. Know what I mean? Like,
you're not supposed to chug water when you're dehydrated. You're supposed to take sips.
Yes.
Like Brian at a Perspectives concert. You know, take sips.
Yes.
Not just go on, you know, not just hurl that shit into your throat like it's fucking beer pong.
Right.
Or beer bong.
Exactly.
You know, right. Just... I feel bad for this lady. I mean, this happened back, I think, in 2008 when the Wii came out. They had a contest. There was a radio station. It was a radio show that held a contest. If you, it was like Hold Your Wii, it was called. I think we might have briefly talked about this on the show like a while back, but it was because of reference of something else. Well, lo and behold, we're going to talk about it now. This radio station had a thing where if you can hold your pee and drink all this water, you are the last one standing, you win a Wii. No pun intended. And this lady died because of water intoxication. Same thing. And then, guess what? Everybody got fired. The program director, the radio show host, I think, got fired. Everybody got fired there.
Well, probably because they thought to themselves, you have to check with people and sign waivers and you know what I mean? Like... My coworkers at Nightmare Manor know that I would not be able to do that because every 5 minutes I'm like, I got to take a pee break.
Yes. Especially at Bikini Manor.
Yeah. Oh. No, they'd make you hold your pee.
Yeah.
But not to the point of dying.
You never know. Nah. You never know.
Nah. They do the waivers right. and they actually
some
consult
vigorous.
Doctors, not saying that their work is great, but at least they friggin' like... try to cover their asses.
Some vigorous testing.
Yes.
They do on you.
Yes.
And signing papers.
Yeah. The very but holding vigorous, your pee process. To win something is not...
No. Not like, good.
I wonder how many hours they were at.
I don't know. Justin M. says, oh my God, that literally drowned her. Yeah, pretty much. It's not good for you, you know, drinking all that water in such a short amount of time. Brian says, ooh, I never said that. Buckets of water. I saw that shirt looking super classy as always. And wow, water intoxicated? Okay, then. Maybe not a bucket of water. Brian says, brings 5 bottles of water. Let's go! Yes, 5 bottles. Not just 4. You're going to up the ante. Okay. And you're going to go for 5. Brian says, hello, Justins. Yes, there's a lot of Justins on the chat right now watching this show live. It's a good thing. I like all the Justins in the world. It's nice.
Squared. Justin Squared.
We didn't know Omen's real name is Justin, so there you go. That would, if he was here, that would make 3 Justins, I guess. Justin says, I wish Justin was slang for being a cool like Kyle is for dudes who slam monster and punch holes in drywall. Well, you know, I mean... I don't know, man. There's how many Kyles out there in the world?
There's a lot. I mean, if you're going by the definition,
yeah,
like the Karens.
Karens and...
Karens and Kyles, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good amount.
Every Kyle I know has been actually really cool. So, I don't really...
I don't know if I've ever actually met a real Kyle.
No?
I don't think I've met a real life Kyle.
A Kyle in the
a
wild.
Kyle in the wild.
Wild bastard in the wild.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I have this thing here. It says, let me see. We'll get the chart up here. It says water intoxication by the numbers. 60% water H2O makes up more than 60% of the human body. Aim for about 6 to 7 glasses, 8 ounces per glass of water, or potentially more per day. Even during times of heavy sweating and exercise, limit fluid intake to no more to 1 or 1.5 liters per hour, about 4 or 5 cups. Children up to about 8 years old should get water from hydrating foods in their diet, like fruits and veggies, and or drink the equivalent of about 5 to 7 glasses of water per day, 8 ounces per glass. Someone with normal, healthy kidneys should be able to excrete about 800 milliliters to 1 liter of fluid each hour.
So she was already over the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of what a kidney could take in an hour in a 20-minute span.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, the body fails. Everything fails.
Why wouldn't your body throw it up?
Right. Like everything else, like even alcohol, if your body's intoxicated,
yeah, and with it poison, doesn't, and it's trying to get it, it's gonna try to get it. I mean, like it might still already be too late, but it's gonna try to do it. So
yeah,
why didn't it? Why?
Right. That's, I mean, maybe she did, but it was too late. I don't know. Yeah. But it's just kind of weird, right? Like,
maybe her body didn't have time to register it because she, like you said, she probably did like a full slam.
Yeah.
Like a no.
Each bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, that's not good. Mm-mm. Don't want that.
No.
I don't like that. No. Otherwise, you end up puking your brains out like I did on Easter Sunday. not good. Yeah, there's a lot of craziness happening. And of course, we already know about how crime has run rampant in New York and California. And I want you to disregard the title of Brooklyn in this next video I have to show you, because this is not in New York. This video actually was in California. And
So it was just it was labeled wrong?
Yeah, someone labeled it wrong when they uploaded this or shared it. So let's get this video up on here for you. That's the wrong one. So let's get this one up here.
Yeah, so the police come in. Hey, don't.
So there's a guy stealing cigarettes and all that in this store.
Don't do that.
Somebody's taking him to the ground, and now they're beating him with a wooden thing. I don't know what that is. And he's not liking it, obviously.
It's okay. Okay, brother.
And he hits him again in the shoe, keeps hitting him in the legs. Well, not for nothing, Andrea, but this is kind of what happens when you start fucking around and finding out.
Whooping his ass. That's called whooping your ass. That's called whooping your ass.
The guy in the back, that's called whooping your ass.
I mean, it all depends. If it's, a hurtful level but a non-breaking level.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting his ass whooped like a little kid should get, you know, sometimes if they're super, super, super asshole-y.
Yeah. It's like the mother back in the day didn't whoop his ass for all the bad things he did, so he kept getting away with it. But now he's making up for all the ass whoopings he didn't get.
Like, you don't need to hit him when they're little because they're little. Just wait until they're an adult, and if they can't get rid of their shithead ways, that's when you whoop their ass.
That's when you whoop their ass.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Little butt. They need one of those, the paddles, they do in the frat houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For all the hazing? Yeah. They just
instead of that stick, it would have worked so much better. Just directly bruise his ass so that he can't sit down for a week.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy, though. Like, you know, with all these things going on and nothing getting done, people are getting fed up. It's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but is that because he's been there 10 times and doesn't get in enough trouble to not come back?
I'm going to guess that this store probably had previous trouble.
Yeah.
And they probably got fed up with it. You know, California has that rule or whatever. If it's less than, a certain amount of dollars, they won't do anything about it, which is, you know. It's
right. So then at this point, your back is up against a wall. You know what I mean? Like, how else are you going to keep... You got to give yourself a rep.
Yeah.
Don't come fuck with my store.
Right. Like,
hello? You can't handle free bubblegum, motherfucker.
Yeah, that ass was whooped. Brian says, ow, my shins hurt. Yeah.
See, that's my thing is, I don't know, if they were actually like breaking ankles, I don't know. It's like a little too old school Italian for me.
Yeah, mama, papadi, beepada, boopadi. Mama mia.
I don't know.
Brian says, that video hurts my shins. Justin says he opened a full can of whoop ass. And the other Justin says, good old fashioned game called fuck around and find out.
Yes, it definitely pretty much was.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, all these Kia boys and all that are stealing cars and shit. I mean, I'm not going to say anything that I'm going to do, but I'm going to say that other people are probably going to do this. They're going to get sick of it and probably whoop their ass, or even worse, probably shoot them.
Yeah.
It's already happened. And not for nothing, but like, we live in a world where it's getting too out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, we had a guy just shot a couple years ago. He was like in his 70s. Kid came up to his car and shot him through the window. Took his car. Like, what? Like, we can't live in this world like that. It's not good.
Nope.
Brian says, I walked out of work the other day, and a Subaru had a low bike rack on it, and I hit my shins off of it. Laugh, laugh. I gave up on the day. I mean, he was just stealing, though. The name of that store is now... Fug around, find out. Yeah. Fug around, find out. I like that. I like it.
One stop, whoop your ass shop.
One stop, whoop your ass shop.
That's right.
It's good for you. You come in here, you fuck around, you get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Come on in, fuck around and find out.
Come on in. The beatings are fine. Justin says, couple have been shot this month. I work at Safelite, and still to this day, we get 3 to 4 a day. Jesus.
That's sad.
That's, yeah, it's, the shootings here in Rochester have gotten way out of control. Not good.
No.
I wish there was something that we could do, but it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better anytime soon.
No.
It, unfortunately. Justin says, door glasses, back glasses, windshields, and I'm going to say this, the whole kit and caboodle at that point. And Brian says, the way you read it made my day. Thank you so much. I do my best, Brian. You know, it's my job. I mean, I don't get paid for this, but it's my job anyways to entertain and hopefully give you the, all the laughs, all the lols, while talking about the ugliness of society and social media, which we are doing right now. I mean, I'm trying to keep it up late because last week we got a little bit of crazy with...
yeah, see, I came in after.
Yeah. If you didn't watch that episode, go watch that about Taylor Swift business and her having awful, heinous things done to a corpse after she killed this poor kid, this poor guy, you know, 24 years old, and dies because he got choked out during sex. And then she goes and does things to his body. Just disgusting.
Rude.
Not good. Of course, you know, there's all kinds of things always happening in the world. But did you hear about the aliens, Andrea?
So, even though I avoid media, not everybody I hang out with does.
Not everybody.
So, yeah, I know. Dylan was like, hey, have you heard about the aliens? And I was like, all right, now I got to go Google it. Like, but, I mean, is it really a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise.
It is not a surprise.
I mean, I think we kind of figured this out years ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was like, okay, you're just confirming what we've been, you know, it's like a gaslighter finally.
Yeah.
Just saying, okay, fine.
Yeah, basically.
Still, we're not getting any good info. Like, no. I don't know. Doesn't it bother everybody that somebody's managed to make it here, but we can't make it there? You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, why don't we just leave it be? Because somebody's going to show up and fuck us up.
Hey, guys, the aliens exist. It's real. Everything's real. Yeah, it's fucking great. Just fucking lower the prices of orange and milk, why don't you? Nobody cares anymore. They just want everything lowered. Everybody wants things lowered because it's out of control.
Yeah, and let's stay under their radar because if they can make it here and we annoy them.
Oh.
You know, haven't you seen the movies yet?
I know.
I don't like Independence Day other than the ending, and I don't have that much faith in us.
You know what's messed up?
I don't think we have a real-life Will Smith character. No. I mean, maybe we do, and he's hidden somewhere, but maybe. Currently I don't have any fucking faith that the government would be able to save us any way, shape, or form.
It's messed up because we watch all these movies about artificial intelligence and aliens. We're like, oh, yeah, you know what? That would never happen. People are too smart for this. And then here we are. Yeah. Aliens are here. Artificial intelligence is here.
Yeah.
And we haven't learned our lesson.
Here. They've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, you know what I mean? Like, all this stuff is old, right? A lot of it is.
So that's what I wanted to get to. With all the aliens and all that, there's a person, I guess, who was the whistleblower, who said that this is kind of a strange but yet weird thing to say. UFO whistleblower confirms non-human beings invented the S thing back in 1970. Now, if you're listening to the podcast version of the show, this is that weird S thing you would draw back in high school, in elementary school, and middle school in the 90s.
I still do it.
Yeah. So this guy is saying that a non-human, you know, a.k.a. an alien, invented this. The S thing, they call it. The S thing. Can you believe that? So an alien made that, and you guys are all following it. All just like, you know.
This is real.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Breaking news. Andrea says it right there. Breaking news. Might have heard it here first on the M-Bomb Effect.
It's breaking.
Inspired by graffiti, they also called it the Cool S, David Grush says. I think that's his name, Grush. Oh, God, no. I just know that this guy is claiming.
Is this supposed to calm us? Like,
right.
Ooh, they think.
Guys, don't worry. Also, it's fine.
Did they also do that thing? You know what I'm talking about? The
Oh, yeah.
Little, like, fortune cookie looking thing that you fucking was like, blue, B-L-U-E, 5, 1, 2, 3, and then you open it up and you got married to somebody in town that you fucking hated, you know?
Oh, yeah. Now you're married to an alien in Texas. It's just not good. Now your whole house is the shape of this cool S.
Jesus.
You know? That's your house right there. It looks like an S. And it's just, there's no rooms or anything like that. That's the hallway.
Isn't that just Superman?
Wall to wall.
And it's most
Superman.
Who's most basic?
Yeah, Superman was an alien, though. He was an alien.
Oh, I see the connection now. Oh, my God.
Justin says the S thing overlords have been controlling us since grade school. You know what? You're probably right. That's why the world's as messed up as it is. The aliens did this. Well, they did say lizard people are in control, so maybe this is what they were saying all along.
Oh, the lizard people.
The lizard people. Ghost loves the lizard people.
Well, what's their agenda?
I have no idea.
I don't understand.
I'm trying to figure that out, too.
There's only certain sections of our planet that would be, appetizing to them because if they're anything like our lizards.
Yeah.
I don't know. They must not hang out in New York.
No.
No. See, that's why you don't go to Florida.
That's right.
Well, that's the lizard people.
If you watch Courage the Cowardly Dog and they go to the Big Apple there in New York City, there's a big old cockroach creature that talks and wants a squeegee.
Nice.
The 90s kids know all about that. Courage the Cowardly Dog. But the APB is most definitely out.
All Posts Bulletin.
APB All Posts Bulletin. This is where we dive into some social media. Christ, boy, I got a couple of them today. And again, my soul dies and cries on the inside every time I read these cringeworthy things I have to scroll through. And oh, my God. So I have to bring you on this journey with me because I don't want to suffer alone. It's just not cool. You know,
got to share
the struggle and the craziness that I'm witnessing on a daily basis. All right. Let's see. Maybe we'll go with this one first. Why is everyone so offended? As a fully paid-up member of the People Pleaser Club, my biggest goal in life is to avoid pissing people off. However, between race, sex, sexuality, abortion, politics, and climate change, it's practically impossible to have so much as small talk with a person without mortally offending them. I commented on the weather today and opened up a can of worms I was not prepared for. Remember when that used to be the safe zone? You know, you'd be standing in an elevator somewhere and you'd be talking to somebody. Yeah, so crazy weather we're having, right? And this guy must have flipped way out of fucking line and just was like, what are you talking about? Are you offended by the weather? Like,
yeah, I'm sure. I wish they had explained further.
Yeah.
On that one.
Right. So did this person just like get upset because he was talking about the weather? Like,
or do they not realize they were racist and they said something racist?
Right.
And like with weather and I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you must be used to this. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, I could just think of the most ignorant crap
that
I've heard come out of some people's friggin' mouths. And then they just be like, what is he talking about?
I'll tell you what, son of a bitch.
But everybody is sensitive.
Everyone's sensitive.
Yeah.
Or not. We're insensitive. We try. We try our best.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, if you're talking about weather and somebody flies off the handle because you're talking about the weather when you're trying to have small talk with them, I don't like small talk myself, but look, we all have to get there sometimes. Just avoid that person at all costs.
Yeah.
Don't want to deal with that. Nobody wants that.
No.
No. Just stop talking to them. Stay silent the rest of the elevator ride or wherever you are and go about your day, never thinking about them ever again. This one here says, I found my husband sharing my nude photos. Exactly like what it says, I went through his phone and saw he was sharing my nude photos with strangers, men. I was not mad, but extremely turned on. I told him what I did, and he said it was a couple things times thing, but I can't stop thinking about it and want him to continue to do it. I like seeing other men tell him how sexy I was and what they would do to me. I told him I was going to start doing it with my photos. I believe it's a fetish for both of us that I'm excited to try. Wow. That's a roller coaster ride. Because at the beginning when I saw the title, I was like, okay, this is going to be one of those, oh boy, moments.
Yeah.
But then I was reading halfway through and I was like, oh shit. Oh, okay. This is a twist. Yeah. What do you think of that?
To each their own.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be pissed.
Right. Like most women would.
Because I'd be like, yo, well, and more of just like, first of all, how dare you just share my shit? You know what I mean? Like,
right. That's not right.
But I feel like it all depends also if you say that before. Yeah, no, dudes would do that shit anyway. No. But, I mean, if you don't care, I guess, but the process was done ass backwards. Like, yeah. He should have said, do you care if right. I do that?
Consent.
And then her be like, oh, and then get turned on by it and then decide to keep doing that.
Yeah. There was no consent
getting
there.
Caught.
Right, that's how you know find I mean? This out. Like,
so then you're like, hey, did he do that to others?
Right.
And did they ever find out? Maybe they didn't. See, that's why I don't send shit. That's why I tell my kid not to send shit. Because I'm like, people will tell you that they won't share it, and yep. then they do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So, like, if you're going to send me that, them. If you're going to send me that type of thing, that's going to be a private thing because yeah. you earn the trust right. is there.
Correct.
You know, this guy went about it the wrong way. He was like, ah, fuck consent. You know, he was like, Dan Silly says consent doesn't exist and sent these photos out to his friends and strangers probably.
Oh, he betcha it was all like, well, it's my wife.
Yeah.
And she sent him to me so I can do with him what I want, maybe.
It's almost like that idea of, oh, the wife is his property yeah. type thing. Mm-hmm. That's not right. That's mm-hmm. fucked up. Now, granted, she does, I guess, enjoy this, but that's beside the point. Like,
it ended up working out in his favor, but, I mean, the whole point was is that he didn't, like, what if she was, like, offended?
Yeah, right.
Then what would have?
Divorce.
Know? Yeah.
You know?
Well, not only divorce, but you're, like...
Charges, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know how that works out, but I'm sure there's something that she could have charged him with if she wanted to. He's lucky.
There is revenge porn out there that, you know... It's a law. Revenge porn. Don't mm-hmm. do it. It's stupid.
Yep.
Justin says, yo, laugh emojis. He goes, this way of thinking is beyond me, but different strokes, I guess. Seriously, man. You know, not everyone's got the same taste in things. I don't get it, but hey, it's just the way it goes. No. Jerry's on with us. Says, I love y'all. Thank you, Jerry. We love you too, buddy.
Hello.
Says, Andrea, I'm loving the red, homie.
Thank you.
Yes. She's got the red hair going today. Yep. Well. It's new, right? You got that? It's
brand new? Yeah, a couple of weeks. Not too long. Yeah. I fuck with it too, like, all the time, so.
Yeah. We got a... Oh, boy, this is another one here. Here we go. Oh, it's a continuation of this one. I didn't mention that I sent my nudes to strangers. Probably pedos. But, oh, wait. Oh, nope. This is a different one.
Whoa.
Okay, never mind. Okay, here we go. Woo! Almost jumped the gun there. This is another one here, and this is a real fucked up one. I've stalked men and then had sex with them. This started when I was 16, which is the age of consent in my country. I felt lonely but had no friends. So I turned to immigrant Arab men who were twice my age or older. I lost my virginity to a 50-year-old man for that reason. I let anyone talk to me or have sex with me because I was codependent and sex addicted. And then that followed up with this one. I didn't mention that I sent my nudes to strangers, probably pedos when I was 13. I just wanted to please people and didn't know that sending nudes is wrong. Yeah, this is a... oh, boy.
Holy fuck.
So, I understand it's a different country, right? But it's still fucked up. I don't care what the age of consent is over there. You're still a child, and this is what you're... I mean, you're stalking other men and having sex with them that are older. Like, 50 years old?
Yeah.
And you're having sex with them, and that's how you lose your virginity?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. Jerry says, how do, friends? Well, we're doing the best we can. I'm bringing you on a journey of me having my soul die while reading these things so your soul can die too a little bit on the inside.
You said, what did I walk into?
Yeah, this is what you walked into. What is going on in this world? Jerry, I wish I could tell you this G-Motion promotion, but I can't. I'm trying to do the best I can here, though.
Sad, but this happens.
It is. It's very sad. And Justin says, awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't care if it's here in the States or if it's in Egypt or Canada or wherever. This is, you know, children go through a lot as it is.
Well, yeah, but who the fuck wasn't monitored?
Right.
I mean, you don't need to be a helicopter parent, but you should know that your 13-year-old is sending nudes to, you know, men that they shouldn't.
No. It's not good.
Like that's whether they... As weird and as shitty as it sounds, like, she could have gotten caught and been in charged with child, like, distributing child pornography.
Right.
Even though it was herself.
Yeah, you could still get charged with that.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're, you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, whoa.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's just scary to have your children on the internet. As we talked about with the artificial intelligence side last week, having your children's photos out there and people stealing their identity and causing long-term problems for them. There's just so much different things you have to worry about as a parent, and I'm about to come into that as well. And I'm trying not to overthink about all that stuff now, but I know it's going to be even more advanced down the line when our son is older. And I'm just like, you know, it's scary, downright scary, you know, and you feel it as a parent. I'm guaranteeing you probably felt that for many years now.
My child leaves in like a week and a half to go to college at a dorm with all kinds of icky people around that I can't protect her from.
Yeah. Like, bruh. And so I don't want to say that things are worse now than ever, but I think it's because of the access. You know, I think people were mentally and had all these urges and mentally fucked up this whole time.
Yeah, but now it's... Yeah. Now you can Google somebody's shit and figure it out, like, no problem.
Yep.
And show up randomly somewhere.
Right. Oh, this person posted they were at this place on Facebook, yeah. So guess what? I'm going to take a little drive over there.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, like the accessible information. Jerry says, big facts, Andrea. Andrea's always, you know, she's a voice of reason here on the show.
Sometimes.
She does, she holds the glue together when we get out of control. And so, you know, she's got some wisdom.
I try.
She tries.
I try.
But it's better than trying because it actually holds true.
Yeah, it's like just the times that I can't be here, you guys tase each other.
Tase each other, get blasted and throw up after the show. And my pregnant wife has to deal with that.
Yeah.
No, only once. It only
happy
happened
Easter.
Once. Happy Easter.
Happy fucking Easter.
Happy Keister. Jerry says, my dad wasn't in the picture for my stepsister's lives, and I made damn sure that I was embarrassingly involved. For this reason. And Jerry says, Andrea is a staple in Rochester, right in the face. Ha ha ha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You gotta.
G-Motion promotion. He knows what's up, you know. This man, he's been around. He's seen some things.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he's security, so he knows what.
Observes.
Oh, he observes. He damn well reports. And I used to do that too, you know, and I used to do the observe and report, and I've seen some crazy things. As a matter of fact, there was one time where there was a guy whipping his girlfriend around the parking lot by the one Wegmans on East Ave, and they were on the property that I was supposed to be securing, and, you know, the whole protocol is you need to have backup.
Mm.
So we blew in there with our vehicles, lights going, they all left. But I was like, what the hell is going on here? Because we saw it from the cameras. And, you know, it just, I guarantee that girl stayed with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, most people who I know who were, like, military police, they all say that it's a lot of domestic violence calls.
Yeah. Those are the most dangerous, too.
Yeah.
I've heard stories in the past where, like, a guy sees a guy hitting a woman or just being physical. And they try to step in, and then the girl turns on them. The woman turns on them. Yeah. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yep. I had a female that I was friends with, and not only did I stop her from getting abused, I stopped her from being abused by two different people. Once when we were living in Germany, and then she also ended up in Missouri, and her new boyfriend ended up being the same. I called the cops. And they told their superiors, she told his, because he was the soldier.
Yeah.
She told his superiors that I was a liar.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm done helping you out there.
Yeah.
And he had her pinned on the wall. And when I called and the cops took him away. And then when she went to bed, I had my kids sleeping over. Like, we had all gone out to drink together.
Yeah.
And their fight was over the stupidest shit. I don't even remember what it was.
I guarantee they don't even remember what it was.
No. But either way, she immediately, you know what I mean? Like, so that night she said nothing again. Like, she agreed with me when the cops took him away.
Yeah.
Next morning, though, when she found out that if she didn't change her mind, the military would be pressing charges against him and he would have to stay in the barracks instead of with her and the other seven fucking kids they had.
Oh.
No, the other seven kids she had and he was hanging out with.
Oh.
Jesus
regardless, Christ. Either way, she decided she would rather have a man beat her at home.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, so she basically told the superiors that I had made it up.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to help.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's scary, you know? If you're in a very abusive relationship like that, please get out for your own sake. It's never going to get better. And whoever your spouse is only going to get worse. And unfortunately, the statistics are there. Eventually, murder ends up happening. Either the person abusing or the person finally snaps and murders the other person.
Oh, yeah.
And usually it's out of self-defense. But then you got to go through all this rigmarole. And it's
headache. Either a self-defense one or they go too far beating you.
And I think that's more probable. Sad. It's more probable. It is, so, unfortunately. I hate that. It sucks. Jerry says, I sadly watched a woman get swung on at the bar, tell them to F off, and then watch him drive up and tell her to get in the car, and there she went. Mm-hmm. And my jaw hit the floor. Jesus. Well, and then he says, get out. Run. Yeah. Far, far away.
Yeah, I only had one friend that I intervened with that she like stuck to it and didn't go back, and he pulled a gun on us when we went to get his stuff. But I crazy was I had a friend with me in the car, and even though he was a very docile non-confrontational person, his brothers had a very big reputation in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, who's in the back seat? When I said who was in the car, he put his gun away.
Oh.
And that family happened to be related to Mike Hardy, who is the one that used to be in Poison the Prophet.
Yeah.
So if you get technical, Mike's family saved my life.
Well,
when I was trying to protect a friend and get her dad's fishing equipment back from a guy who backhanded her in front of me.
Ow.
And I was like, nope, that's it. We're leaving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get out
of there. But she actually did stay away after we got away. She realized it and thankfully went on to have a great life with somebody else.
Yeah.
But not all of them do that.
No, unfortunately, not everyone does. And that's the thing. Like, you got to start thinking about it in a rational sense. Do I want to die in this relationship or do I want to get out of this relationship and move on and survive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I understand that sometimes it's harder. It's easier said than done. But Stockholm syndrome is a real thing.
Yep.
So just get out as far away as possible and get out while you can. Justin says, I lost a family member to domestic abuse. It's been one of the biggest sorrows in life. You speak the truth, Em. Hey, listen, you know, I don't know if we talked about this on the show or not, but I received an email a little over a few years ago. And now, mind you, my ex and I didn't, at this point in time, talk to each other since we really split up. And since then, we've talked and we're on good terms. And I even talked to her about this, and I told her what happened. But somebody had sent an email with photos of, I guess my ex had, domestic violence committed against her.
Mm.
And this person, whoever, it was done anonymously, and I didn't bring it up on the show. I just didn't feel like it was in good manner or anything like that. It's not something that this should be, it wasn't my place.
Right.
Right. Especially
this wasn't news.
Right. And, you know, I guess she was with somebody who did this, and, you know, it hits hard. Even though we were broken up and we didn't speak to each other, when I saw that, it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, you know, at the time we didn't talk and all that, but it's somebody I knew, and we were together for 9 years.
Right.
You know, and when I saw that, I was just like, it infuriated me. Like, I wanted to just take the guy who did this and choke him out. Oh, yeah. I mean, granted, again, we're not together anymore.
Right, but still.
But still.
Like, you obviously know that she's not the type of person, you know, like, nobody deserves it.
Nobody deserves that.
You know?
Not one fucking person in this world deserves that. And, you know, if you're somebody out there that does this kind of shit, step the fuck up to a real person, like a real man or something. Well, why don't you start finding guys that actually will kick your ass?
Yeah.
Because eventually you're going to find somebody, even women, that are going to kick your ass, kick your teeth down your throat, and you'll never fucking be able to say shit again or even be able to touch a woman again because you'll be paralyzed in a wheelchair. And you'll be fucking eating fucking food through a goddamn straw. So keep that shit up.
Well,
see what happens.
You know, we also have to keep in mind, though, that this also, it might not be as often, but it happens to men, too.
Oh, it does.
In many different forms, because I had a neighbor in Germany, and his wife used to fake call on him and she would purposely mark her own body.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'd pretend to choke herself out and stuff like that. And then you'd know he didn't do it. Not because you were trying to have faith in him, but you were literally fucking there. You know what I mean? So, and she would do that to manipulate him and take his children. And
that's fucked
so there
up.
Are plenty of ways to abuse people.
Yeah, it's not just physical. There's a mental game.
And
there's all that shit.
And it can be done to a man just as much as a woman.
And, you know, and I said that on the show before. I said, it may not be prominent where men are getting physically abused a lot by women or another, but it does happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sexual assault, the same way, same thing. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe, and I think it's important, like you said, it does happen. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to bring that up, for sure.
Mental, physical, all kinds of shit.
Amber Heard did that to Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw that whole thing unfold in the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they ruled in his favor because...
And look at him. I mean, like, look at that. The man could have lots of different women. He's got plenty of money. He's very successful. And he still let somebody do that to him.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
Yeah.
So it's out there.
Yeah. I don't care how rich you are or how famous you are.
It doesn't matter.
You're a person. You're a human being. And you're going to... Everyone
sometimes,
has,
yeah.
And I'm just glad that he's not dealing with that anymore. Mm-hmm. Granted, you know, especially if you're somebody who's suffering from mental illness as it is, and then you have this, it's tenfold.
Oh yeah,
you know, this woman was shitting in the man's bed, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. Hiding the TV remote, all that shit, sick shit. But yeah, no, just any type of abuse. Mental, physical, just get out of there, please. Do yourself a favor. I couldn't handle, like, dealing with that.
Go stay on somebody's couch. Anything's better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'd rather sleep on a couch than get my face pounded in every day.
Oh, yeah. Or be demeaned or fucking,
told
you know?
Yeah. Ugh. Told you're stupid, useless, worthless, all that other stuff. It's still abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry says, me and Matt were just discussing this exact discussion. No more see something, say something. We doing something. Jerry says, not a lot of people know why I have the tattoo on my on my arm, and it's because Tommy's ex punched me in the same exact spot over and over and over and over again, every day, all day, and I would allow it. It turned purple, and my friends spoke up because I didn't. It happens no matter shape, size, gender.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry says, fixing it is my. I mean, look. I understand that we get caught up and we get complacent with our lives, and even if it's the worst situation, we, for whatever reason, stay. And it's not even just relationships.
Self-worth.
Yeah.
You know.
This happens with jobs.
Oh,
friendships, family.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get to jobs because we're seeing a lot of strikes going on.
Mm-hmm.
UPS just went on strike. I think they won that. The nurses here,
nurses
in Rochester General Hospital, RGH,
yep.
They're on strike right now because, let's be honest, they're not getting paid what they should be getting paid, especially for saving lives.
Especially for how much they work and are being stretched thin and not being staffed well.
Yeah, the staffing issues are beyond just ridiculous. And then there's the Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
They're on strike, and actors. And Justin just said that, actors as well. This is probably the first time we've seen something like this a lot. I mean, yeah, there's strikes that happen, but I feel like there's a lot of strikes happening in all kinds of different industries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it's important because, let's be honest here, I think people woke up to the fact that companies, I'm not saying every company out there is terrible, but let's be honest, there's a majority of companies out there that will just treat you like a number, pay you what they feel like you're valued at, and overwork you when they are short-staffed. And then they play this game, because I went through this when I was laid off last year. You know how companies are like, oh, nobody wants to work. We can't hire anybody. He goes, no, we're not, nobody wants to work. I feel like that's an excuse because, you know, say you put in 50 applications, you might hear back from like 4.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Maybe, I was going to say.
If you're lucky.
2, maybe, you know, like, mm-hmm. And it all depends. The lower paid, lower level jobs that people run through, like retail and lower end food.
Yeah.
They're all going to call you if you know what I mean.
Yep.
But it's when you get into the other levels, it's like 1, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. If you're getting paid like $12 an hour minimum wage, they'll call you.
All the companies call.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're applying for those, you'll get, you know, more competition, but
20 an hour and over, you're lucky if you maybe get one out of 50.
If you even get the fucking yeah. call the interview. Like, shit.
I really hope that this might spark something. I don't know. I really believe that there needs to be a change, a shift in the workforce. I you know, we've seen it countless times. People just working all these hours, getting burned out. I've been there. I know how it is. It sucks. Work-life balance is important. If you don't have that work-life balance, your mental health goes to shit. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, everything else goes to shit. Your work performance goes to shit. Your family goes to shit. Your whole life just falls apart. It's not good. And I don't care how much you're earning at that point. If you're working like 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah, and you're miserable.
Yeah.
No.
Not good.
No.
So it's just, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Jerry says, I talk to so many different walks of life. We're all getting bent over by the system. Mm-hmm. The price of existence is getting overwhelming. And I agree. I was just listening to the radio this past week, and there was one of the radio stations I was listening to. The person on there was like, yeah, the economy's doing good. And I was like, huh?
Where?
Where's the economy doing good? The gas just went up again.
Oh, my God. I got so... I have never in my entire life, and I'm fucking old, have ever paid over $55 to fill up a Toyota Camry.
A Camry?
And I did 2 days ago, and I was pissed. I was like... at one point, I looked up because I thought that the fucking nozzle was broken. It wasn't like... You know what I mean? Like, or my tank, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, like, the system that stops it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And no. Like, $55. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, it's not God. Even that big of a car.
No. A Camry? No. It shouldn't cost no $55.
Jesus.
I mean, even when I had my Jeep, it was like $60 to fill it up. And that was before everything skyrocketed. Right.
So, holy fuck.
You know, and it's like, everyone's like, oh, you know, the price of food, everything went up, but how are you going to sit there and say the economy is doing good?
It's not.
It isn't doing good. I think we should have known this was going to happen when we were getting all these free monies and all that stuff, you know? Mm. I just went through this process, and it's the, let me tell you something, identity theft is one of the biggest fucking problems, and no, this is not a goddamn plug. I'm not plugging no identity theft safe, whatever the hell they call it. This is a real life situation I'm about to talk to you about. So, in 2021, I was employed. I was a manager at the one company I was at. And I didn't know things were going on in the back behind the scenes when I was working and all that. You know, they were doing all these things for unemployment and all that. You know, I think they were giving you, what, $600 extra, right, for COVID and the pandemic and all that. Well, somebody had taken my information and got unemployment. And I never once in my life collected an unemployment check in my life. So this past tax season...
Yep.
You had this too?
No.
Oh, you know somebody.
My baby daddy.
Oh.
My baby daddy and his does the whole, yeah.
So they took our returns, needless to say, because they said that I was collecting unemployment back in 2021. Mm-hmm. How does...
So you get nothing.
We get nothing. Now I have to wait 180 days.
Works. You got to fucking fight it.
And we are fighting
it. Yep. And
so...
search it down. I'm missing the first whole stimulus for me and my two children.
Wait, you didn't get it at all?
No, because they sent it to his house.
Oh, my God.
And he claims he didn't...
get it.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
And I'm pretty sure it's
so
probably...
So I never got it. And then I had to take out a loan to make it through...
What?
You know what I mean? Oh. Like, so I'm still paying that loan.
Jesus.
Fuck him.
We had the company had a breach in its system, and I'm guaranteeing that my information was probably leaked somehow in that little ring of hacking, and I guarantee it's some 30-something-year-old pisspot living in his mom and dad's basement playing World of Warcraft and hacking on the side on his little Linux, you know, probably Linux Kali on his side computer, and was like, yeah, this motherfucker here, M-Bomb, I'm going to fucking steal his name and his address, and I'm going to fucking get his money! And he's going to pay the taxes, and I'm going to be gone.
Yep.
And that's what they did. And you don't even have to be in this country.
And you got to imagine, like, you're not the only one he probably did. Like,
right.
They were doing it to, like, so many people all at once so that they could get, like, a chunk sum. They were probably collecting multiple checks.
No, we did the math. Fuckers. This motherfucker got, like, $21,000 from this. Over $21,000.
Piece of shit.
Now, that's our tax money, no pun intended. Our tax money's going into that guy's fucking pockets.
Yeah.
And he's ripping off the system. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious? How does New York State not say, hey, M-Bomb's got a job, guys? Let's type in his social security number. They do a little searchy search and like, oh yeah, he's got a job. How come they didn't see this?
Right.
Right? Because
you cross-check that shit.
You would. And you know what pisses me off the most? The fact of me trying to figure out, hey, New York State, when am I going to be able to get... let me do this legit. Hey, New York State, when am I getting my tax returns? All right, sir. What's your social security? I give my social security. Your date of birth? Date of birth, okay. Address? Uh-huh. This is my address. How much in the amount of money were you supposed to return this year? Or what you're supposed to receive? And I forgot. How am I going to remember exact dollar amount? Right. I said, I don't know. I gave him a dollar amount. She's like, well, sir, we can't give you that amount right now because we can't give you any information right now because you need to know the exact amount to the dollar and the dime. I go, so hold on a second. I hung up on that bitch. I couldn't handle it anymore because I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck does New York State just give away my information and give away tax money, unemployment money to some clown in a mom's dad's basement and then give me a hard time about security? Like, what? Right. Are you fucking serious right now? And then I'm the victim, and I get treated like a fucking suspect.
Yeah.
And it just pisses me off. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I need that money. It's like, this clown here literally stole thousands of dollars, and you're giving me a problem.
Oh, and then they're going to take forever to fucking give it back, even when they do figure it out.
Yeah. The investigation of 180 days. I'm like, that's like 6 months.
Yep.
So I told my wife, I go, yeah, we're not going to see that money probably until we get the next tax return.
No.
If maybe right, later than
if
that.
Even because I've had them, I tried to do an investigation on the stimulus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying that he didn't have it either. And you know what I mean? Like, so they did the investigation. And at the end of the investigation, they were just like, nope, you're incorrect. What? You did get it. And then they their day. Oh. So it was like you waited 6 months just to be told no again.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and if you don't agree with us, then you can fill out this other form
right.
and fight again. But I bet you the minute they know that you owe them, they take that shit before you can fucking breathe.
I'll be honest with you. You know.
If they owe you, though, 20 years to get it.
Yeah. It's like we have this system in place to, like, secure your identity and all that.
Yeah.
But... No. It's only to secure you from your own identity. Everybody else can have it and then steal money.
You can go and freeze. You can freeze your credit score, but that requires jumping through. I mean, like, you got to do the hoops to jump through it, but then you freeze it. And then anytime you do anything big, you have to jump through hoops, but also anybody else who tries to steal your credit also has to jump through hoops.
Right.
But
it's disgusting.
Know. Yeah.
Jerry says, God, I love this show. I want to be M-Bomb. Thanks, man. Appreciate the feedback. I would hope you love the show. I mean, but being me, that's some, oof. I don't know if you want to be inside my head and some of the dumb shit. I mean, the most absolute stupidest shit I've ever had to deal with in anyone's life. I'd shake my head and scratch my head and go, why? Why does this happen? You know, like this. Come on. And then Justin says, that's some bureaucratic. I can't do that. Bureaucratic? Bureaucratic, right?
That's what it says.
Bureaucratic? Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to say that's some bureaucratic BS. Yeah, yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah, it is bullshit. It is. Absolutely. I don't get it. You know, I feel like, I mean, we know our government fucking fails us.
Yeah.
But this is a eye-opener. Like, you let, and I know I'm not the only one, and like you said, you know, just with the tax and the
stimulus.
Mm-hmm. How many thousands, if not millions, of Americans dealt with this in other states?
My dad was kind of pissed because he was like, out of the whole family, I needed it the most.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one who didn't fucking get it.
Right.
My father and my brother got it in like 4 seconds flat. The two of them couldn't have gave a shit. You know what I mean? Like my dad wasn't employed anymore, but he's retired comfortably.
Yeah.
And my brother makes very good money, and I don't think he hit, like, they had lost, you know, employment, you know, like it wasn't like their company, he was able to work from home kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like, you know, like he was like, sure, it was great to have the extra, but it wasn't needed. Whereas I couldn't fucking get groceries. You know what I mean? Like they had to lend me, I had to borrow money.
Yeah. Which is such bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like the fact that the person who needed it the most was getting fucked out of it.
Absolutely. Reminder, people, we're not millionaire radio show hosts you know, we pretend to know what the real world's like and we're out of touch in reality. But, you know, there's so many radio show hosts I listen to, and you know they're making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And not all of them, but the ones that have been around the longest usually. And then they try to play that, oh, we know how it is to struggle. We know how it is to struggle today in this day and age. And it's like, no, you don't. You live in a fucking half a million dollar mansion. You fucking have all kinds of sports cars and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We know the pain. We know the struggle. We're real people working real jobs, giving all kinds of insights on this crazy show we call the Unbomb Effect.
Yes.
So we deal with the same thing that other real people deal with, mm-hmm. you know? And the worst part of it is the same thing we're doing, we're getting paid nothing. And the people that are doing this on a mainstream radio get paid millions of dollars.
They got the nice fancy equipment.
They got the nice fancy equipment.
Everybody's got their own camera.
Yep.
Angled just right.
Yep. Yeah.
You know. Whatever.
Well, we try to do the best we can here.
Yeah.
Well, what we got.
I think we do pretty good.
I think so, too. You know?
It's, you do good.
Yeah. I try to make this a little bit more professional than, you know, yeah. you know, to make it look nice and spazzy and snazzy.
Snazzy,
spazzy, and jazzy. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Glamorous.
Yeah. So that's the little bit of insight that I've been going through. Just a little bit nonsense. Life is crazy right now. You know, just I'm in the middle of talking about jobs. I'm in the middle of actually transitioning into another company. So, you know, on top of waiting for our son to be born, it's been pretty hectic. You know, the
well, you could have used the fucking tax money.
I could have. Yeah. But No, some basement dweller needed it more than we did, you know?
Yeah.
To buy more Funko Pops.
Maybe he needed one of those real life dolls.
Hey, you know what? Probably. You know? Mommy comes down there to give him his breakfast, and she gives the little blow-up doll. He gets
chicken nuggies and some milk. Some choco milk.
Wait a minute. Johnny, have you been drinking milk already? You got milk all around your... Oh, God, Johnny, what have you been doing in the basement? Oh, no. Did it taste like applesauce, Johnny? Oh.
Oh. Johnny.
Johnny.
No.
Johnny 5? Fucking love that movie. No, shit. Where is he? Shit.
Oh, shit. That's old.
That is very old. That's 80s.
Yeah.
I just love old movies. They're so much better than this. The more original, mm-hmm. you know?
A little less CGI.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. CGI is okay, but if you overdo it, it's kind of like, yeah. Justin says, poor Johnny. I know, Johnny. Johnny.
Trying to get in trouble.
Yeah.
No chicky nuggies.
No. But, honey, why do you have all this money for? What are you getting all this Amazon shit for? Oh, I don't know.
Well, they're probably lying and telling their parents that they're working.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess you could work from home these days. Yeah. Everyone's doing it, you know? Yeah. All the kids are doing it.
There are plenty of...
Fish in the sea. Yeah. Plenty of fish.
I was going to say there are plenty of opportunities to work from home now. I'm just saying, but...
Yeah, no, that's true. Justin says, 90s was such a good era for flicks.
Yeah, 80s
and 90s, I would say. Yeah, that's pretty true.
Like Ninja Turtles, back when they were like gigantic fucking Muppets.
Oh, the live action.
Yeah.
That was fucking... So
it wasn't cartoon.
Nope.
But it wasn't CGI.
Nope.
Those are my fucking favorite Ninja Turtle movies.
I remember those. I love those ones.
I loved them so much.
Yeah, Shredder and all that.
Oh, my God. And they're just in their mouths. I mean, like, you know... You could tell that it was like overdubbed, but it was still a very fucking impressive version. That Labyrinth, Dark Crystal,
yeah,
Legend, all of that shit. Because you had to have that puppet skill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the props.
And then Pee-wee Herman died.
That's my favorite. I loved him in Buffy.
Was he in Buffy?
He was the assistant to the main vampire.
Fuck.
And his death scene was the best thing in cinematic history, in my personal opinion, as a person who likes dark humor, because it was probably one of my most remembered scenes, because she drives the stake through his heart and he takes forever to fucking die on purpose.
Yeah.
And he's very sarcastically, he's like, And then he's like kicking the wall, but not even hard. Yeah. It's kind of like a half ass. And then they even waited till the end of the movie. And if you watch all the way through the credits, he sat back up and then groaned like three more times and then dies again. It's like the best Pee Wee, you know, it's the best Paul fucking
Paul acting, Rubens.
Yeah, that I've seen. I mean, I had friends who loved Pee Wee. Pee Wee's Playhouse, the movie was pretty cool. I mean, the Pee Wee movie wasn't bad.
Yeah. We lost his bike and all that.
Little tequila.
Yeah. Chavez says, hey guys, what's up, Chavez? Thanks for tuning in, man. Justin says, I gotta watch that, Andrea. It's
the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie with Luke Perry and like the old movie.
Yeah.
Like we're not talking like the TV series with Sarah Michelle Gellar or whatever. We're talking like Kelly Swanson or something was her name.
Swanson.
I don't know. The one that can't remember her fucking name. She's
Boggle.
I think she married Preston. Kelly Preston, maybe okay. It was. I think she married fucking John Travolta or something.
John Travolta, huh?
I don't know. It's the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie from like the early 90s, I believe. I Laura Kett was also in it. Not, what's his first name? I can't remember. He was like, they were all in that movie. But he played, Paul Reubens played the assistant to the main bad vampire, and he lost his arm
pretty
early on in the movie. And he spent the whole movie, he was my favorite character in the whole movie.
Paul Reubens?
Yeah, because he was just like sarcastic and like sore at the whole, like especially after his arm, he was just pissed.
He was very angry. Yeah. Was not happy about it.
He was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He didn't like that.
No, he didn't.
No, it wasn't his favorite thing in the world.
But it was sad to hear that he passed.
Yeah, it was sad. Cancer. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, but he didn't tell anybody, and it's just, yeah, it's sad. So we do have a few new things here. If you didn't know, we do have a shop. If you're new to the show, we got some gear. So if you want to check us out and support the dirty, represent the show and all that stuff, you can always go to thembombeffect.com. This is thembombeffect.bigcartel.com. This is our website right here. As you can see, the M-Bomb Effect t-shirt. We have this podcast is dirty t-shirt, inspired by the Beavis and Butthead logo. Yeah. The soulless zip-up hoodie. This is a very comfortable hoodie right here.
That's my favorite.
It looks pretty nice, when you have it on. It feels pretty good. So there's some photos there of it right there. But we also have a few new things. Now, if you didn't know already, summer's still going on. And the summer is upon us, and it's still here. And there's plenty to do to enjoy that sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it while wearing In It for the Good Times tank top. And, we have all kinds of different sizes here. As you can see, it doesn't show up on the screen that you're seeing, but there's a drop-down box here that you can click on. And
the 3X?
Yeah, there's up to 3X. So you can check that out. And as requested by one of the listeners, Stacy, thank you for giving me the light the fire under my ass to put this back up there. And I did a little rendition of it. This is the M-Bomb Effect zip-up hoodie. It's right here in its glory. This is the back.
Old school.
And this is the front. Wipe, don't forget to wipe back to front or front to back,
front
right?
Front to back.
Yeah, front to back. I don't know. I forget.
please don't listen to him. Wipe front to back.
I had to throw that in there. But yeah, this is the front. And then, of course, here's some models showing you what it looks like when it's on.
Ooh.
Yeah. I do like the microphone that I designed up here.
Yeah.
As the crest up here. And then, of course, the TME with the logos on the sleeve. So check those out on thembombeffect.bigcartel.com up right now. And you can get all that stuff and, support the show, represent the dirty as always.
Hell yeah.
So as that being said, we are about to sign off. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be the last show. So I would say keep your eyes and ears open. We will be back probably, 3-4 weeks time.
Yep, their little baby time.
Yeah, I got to spend time with the kiddo and the wife, and the new job's going to be upon me, so I'm going to be a little bit busy. But everybody deserves some well-deserved time off. So.
Hell yeah.
And then when we come back, I have some things I've been working on, and we might be throwing some extra goodies your way as in content. And it might be exclusive to Twitch. I think we've talked about it before, but I think I figured out the formula to make it that much better. And I think it might happen. And then we can, of course, you know, do all kinds of stuff. Ghosts, you've been held in that title on for so long. You challenged, or Charlie challenged you a while ago. And that might have to be put on the line when we come back sometime.
Ding, ding.
Oh, man. Is this shots fired, or is this a challenge?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. We might have to see. I didn't get my title shot back in 2021 when I got COVID. So, wink, wink, you know what I'm saying?
It's time.
Might have to happen. Justin says, what a fucking show. Thanks, Justin. He says, well done, guys. Thanks. Much love. Peace. Peace sign.
Hell yeah.
So, thank you for tuning in, man.
Thank you.
And for everyone else, we love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
We will see you next time. Keep your eyes and ears posted, because we will post whatever the update is on when we come back. And we will be welcoming a little M-bomb into the world. So,
yay!
It's going to be wild. And yes, we love you all. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is the M-bomb Effect. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there goes the neighborhood. It's a good thing no one got seriously hurt.
Oh my God!
Whoops, spoke too soon. Don't get too wrecked. See you on the next one.
The M-Bomb Effect.